I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Curie. We were encouraged 4 days ago on social media to express gratitude, Alex.
Yeah.
And of course at KSL, there was a story that was done on KSL TV and about kind of different things that people are thankful for.
Yeah.
So today I was grateful for my job. And I love doing our show, love working with you, and I look forward to getting on the radio every day and talking about sports the way we do. And I think it's unique, and hopefully people like it and enjoy it. And I can tell you, I certainly do, and it's a pleasure to work with you, Alex.
I appreciate it.
Very grateful,
Scott,
for that.
I said something very similar last week where I said, look, I have a job that I love, and it's been very few days at this office building that I have not loved every minute of it. We love doing what we do. So I reciprocate that, Scott. You know, we have all these local guys who have had awesome weeks in the NFL.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a great
week. It's been an amazing week. And yes. I was just thinking about, you know, and we'll get to all that, I think, with Jeremiah Jensen when he comes in. And he's so good at breaking down all the locals in the NFL if we miss any. But I just looked up, too, and I saw that Matt Gay was activated this week by the Rams. He's kicking for the Rams tonight.
So against his old team.
Against his old team. And you know what? 2 for 2 on the extra points so far. And he was brought in because Kai Forbath got hurt, and he was released last year by the Bucs, or at the end of last year by the Bucs. And I'm really glad that he's getting another shot, and they flew him in this week. And he started kicking with them on Saturday. And then you're at Monday Night Football. You're kicking off, or you're kicking for the team. So that's pretty awesome. We've got all these guys to highlight. We've got all these things to talk about. I want to jump into this BYU side of things. Yes, they beat North Alabama. Full stop. Right. I mean, 66-14. Say what you will about the game. There were a lot of things at the game too, Scott, where we're watching this thing, and I was actually impressed at how many North Alabama fans came, or friends, like family members of players, got to come, because that's what BYU allowed was. Family members of players, and there were like 50 North Alabama folks there at the game, and it was really fun to see, like,
50 more people than were at the Utah game.
I know, and you know, it's probably, I think they had maybe a couple hundred of friends or of family for BYU,
right,
players. It didn't even look like that much. I thought it was going to be a ton more, but it wasn't. I was glad that they got to go, but the reality is this: BYU is at a real tipping point right now. They have the opportunity to make some scheduling decisions, and that some of it's not going to be up to them. And yesterday, after, you know, Washington and Washington State got canceled, the Apple Cup, that's devastating, by the way, for that place.
Or, yeah, that's,
you know,
just
having grown up there, that it's a massive deal for that game to be put on the back burner. And they're going to try to figure out how to get that game played either way.
Good luck.
But then BYU reached, or apparently Washington reached out to BYU. And BYU said, hey, yeah, we'll play some people. Kalani Sitake said it at the end of the week. Of course, the headband heard around the world was Zach Wilson's. It said any place, any time, any team, you know, anywhere. And the thing is it's more complicated than that. When the Pac-12 that canceled most of the front end schedule of BYU's games for them, because, and you could say COVID. I mean, COVID did, but the Pac-12 decided early on we're not playing these games. When they come to BYU and have a litany of what their requirements are going to be for them to be able to play this game, you have to decide. Look, and your junior quarterback isn't the one making the decision on where you're playing these games anyway. It's nice of him to wear that headband.
Well, and you want him to have that
That attitude, absolutely. Yeah. And he's got burned for it. And so UW last night brought the narrative of BYU was offered to play, and they said, no, we're not ready. And so they got blown up on social media last night. Even though, despite that, the thing is that BYU has to be smart right now. They are deciding on – this is in the same weekend that Tom Holmo rolled out, hey, we have a massive deficit that we're working against. We're losing at least $20 million in the athletic department. We need help. We need your help. They're reaching out for help from their fan base, from Cougar Nation. At the same time, UW is asking them to incur costs without the guarantee of a game. So that was the whole point was, we would love to play you guys, but we can't just roll the dice. We don't have,
can't afford it.
We don't have Larry Scott money. I mean, that's the reality.
Well, the problem you run into is you risk losing. So if BYU loses – New Year's Six game gone.
Out the window.
It's out the window.
Do you think that was the consideration, though? Or was it more like, give it?
I think it was the consideration.
Do you think it was the only one?
I don't even care about the demands and we can cancel this game. No, it's like you have to make economic decisions. And there are some teams that go, yeah, we're whomever, and we're gonna take this money and we're going to have you come, or we're going to come to your facility and you're going to pulverize us. And we're going to take a beating. But we're going to take our money so we can have
right.
a program, right? And that and they don't want, you know, those teams, they don't want to be demoralized. They don't want to lose, but they go, we don't have another we don't have any other choice. Money is what we need to run our program, and it's no different at BYU. They go to a New Year's Six game and they get all of that money. It goes all right back to BYU.
Yeah, they don't split up the $5 or $6 million. Yeah,
right. But if you schedule a game with Washington, and I believe there's a good likelihood that BYU will win, right?
They could still.
They could still
schedule many games.
It's such a hard thing, though, because BYU sat at 8 now for like 3 weeks.
They right.
haven't moved, and you go, how can we not go anywhere? And
right.
it's like, well, because you don't play anyone and you're not playing anyone and everyone's passing you by, and it's not your fault. It's just the circumstances. So it's a gamble either way, but I think it's a safer gamble if BYU can go undefeated. If they go undefeated, there's a really good likelihood that they could get that New Year's Six
that
game.
Being said, and I'm the same way where I'm like, I'm not saying don't risk the New Year's Six. I wonder if there is this thing in the back of Tom Holmo and Kalani Sitake's mind, and the players, where they just say, hey, look, this is our real shot here. This might be the last shot in a couple decades that we get at rolling the dice at a national or at a college football playoff conversation. So how do you make it happen? And so let me tell you some of the rumors that are swirling out there. You ready for this?
Yeah.
These are some of the rumors that are going out, the possibilities of things that could happen. The biggest one right now is today. You have San Diego State, which now is not going to be playing their game this weekend. That's the game already scheduled with BYU on the 12th of December. Apparently, BYU practice today. Players are coming back from the places whence they had gone to visit for the holidays. They brought them back. And those players came back, and BYU's practicing again because there could be a possibility of this San Diego State game being played this weekend.
I would love that.
Moving it up.
That
moving
would be
it
the best possible scenario.
Because then you're opening up those last couple weeks to any takers.
Well,
if
you drop in the polls, or you, then you'll have an idea of what might happen to you. So,
right. So then you have to say, then we can roll the dice on certain games. And so one of those games is a possibility. Washington's still being discussed. Only a possible trip to Provo is another one that's been rumored to possibly be happening. Other teams in the Pac-12, you've heard other games that are being thrown around. There are game possibilities for BYU still.
There's still a Utah BYU possibility.
I don't see that one happening nearly as much. No, I think but I do think that like it's a higher possibility.
It's skeptical if they're even going to play this week at Arizona State, and Oregon hasn't had any issues yet. So it's going to run through most of these teams in the conference. Oregon State, or Utah plays the following week, and Colorado the last week. Neither one of those teams has had any issues. They're probably going to have issues. And
hold on.
Probably going to be an update.
Think how wild this is right now. Just stop yourself in this conversation and let's think about what we're talking about. Hey, man, let's move some of these schedules around and have like a wild college football season. Like, could you imagine
us? It's a flex schedule. That's all it is. It's just like the NFL flex schedule.
It is insane to say, hey, BYU's got to pick and choose their last couple of opponents really wisely if they want to get into that college football playoff or be in that New Year's Six. I just think it is.
Well, BYU is about the only option for a Pac-12 team. I mean, a decent option to right. play a game. I mean, yeah, you could probably play some of these
Mountain West teams, yeah.
But they're trying to do their conference. You know, it's that really is about the only team right now that has a shot at really playing a Pac-12 team is BYU.
Look, every year it's fascinating when a team is doing really well and you kind of want to see how the last couple weeks sort of play out. It's extremely fascinating now to know that in the next few days you could have another game announced for BYU for this weekend and we don't even know who the opponent's going to end up being. And that those games could also change for the 5th and the 12th. Stay tuned. So much going on with BYU's schedule. This is an exciting football season. Whatever you want to say about it, BYU fans are extremely excited about this. Coming right back, we got more to talk about right here on KSL's Unrivaled. How about Taysom Hill's weekend? Let's jump right back in and talk a little bit more about some of the big weeks in the NFL. Stay here with us. News, traffic, and weather on KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.